लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. Today with a man, he's so flexible. He can do every job you want. He can do a pilot, he can do a firefighter, he can do a mechanic, he can do a soldier. He's totally handsome also, and he looks really good in every kind of uniform he wears. So I'm very happy to see him. You can only hear him in the podcast. Sorry for that. But I can see him right now. And I say hello to Cayman Cardiff. Welcome to my podcast.
Oh, Michaela. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. Let's talk.
First question. Which of these jobs you like most? The mechanic one, the firefighter, the pilot. Did I miss something? The pilot, the soldier? What kind of job?
I honestly, at this point, I'm only a year in and I can't even remember all the roles. I mean, but I will say my favorite one was being a mechanic, playing inside of a car, underneath a car, playing
getting
with
dirty.
Well, for the most part, I was just either shirtless or in a tank top, which is my preferred because I run really hot. So like from a logistics standpoint, like it just was easier for me because I was, even if I was sweating, it was fine. Whereas when I'm always in a suit, that's tough. The fireman suit was hot. The
I can imagine suit, that
military uniform is hot.
Really?
Like all of it is very hot. Yeah. And so, well, because it's long sleeves and big, like, yeah.
I understand. And was it hot while filming? The hot temperature outside?
There's two military ones that I've done. One was in Vietnam in June. That was hot.
Yeah, it was with Rebecca, right?
Yes, yes. Yep. Okay. Let's just say I was sweating every moment on set. which is fine. You know, it looks great on camera, I guess.
When you are good in sweating, your body functions well. The doc told me once.
Well, then my body is really functioning.
Yes, that's what, good. Like, so you should be very healthy.
I hope so. also holding a big wrench and like using my southern accent, just, I don't know, it just felt sexy.
You know what? I can really great imagine for you as a role. I was talking with Roberta Sparta, and also with Matt Macedo, we talked about a Western vertical with all the saloon stuff and the horse riding and you as a cowboy. Ooh, that would be great.
Oh,
I think.
Don't you know it? I really, really want to.
Or as a sheriff. Sheriff, do you want to be a good or a bad guy?
Ooh.
In a Western.
Be an outlaw.
<You're> an outlaw. because I think you were enough good boy for you. It would be time for a really great
That's
villain role.
Saying. Well, what I want to do, I'm actually working with a friend of mine to co-direct some shows, and in that case I would still play a role, but most likely one of the villain roles, so that I have more time to actually direct and do that. Whereas because when I'm in the lead role, it's almost impossible to be able to do anything other than just the lead.
In the House of Flies was that one you're co-producing, right? One of them?
That one I'm co-producing. I'm one of the executive producers on. And that one we're filming in December. And that one isn't vertical. It is horizontal. It is 16 by 9. And it's
For
a
me,
horror
fine.
film. Yes, but
Why
also
is everyone doing in horror? Can you explain it to me? When I'm
doing horror.
asking a lot a horror, when I'm asking some actors, they say, "Oh, I want to do a horror. I want to do a horror." Why? What's the kick of this horror stuff?
I think it's a rite of passage because they're fun. They're kind of campy in a way. And it's something that is so far different from a vertical, because vertical is magical dreamland, whereas horror is like the dark parts that you don't really get to explore with
Is it
vertical.
so dark that I cannot watch it because I'm afraid
Oh, no,
after
no, no, no.
watching it?
No, this one is, it's like more psychological,
Okay.
with some like creature horror, but it's not
Tons
like,
of
for me,
blood and raping.
exactly. It's not
Okay.
Saw. It's not like
Okay.
that.
Then
No, no, no. It's
it's
not
okay.
body horror. No, it'll be a really good one. I read the script and it's really good. It's just like thriller slash edge of your seat slash what is happening mystery.
Okay,
And
then it's
it's,
fine.
oh, it'll be good. I'm very
Hopefully.
excited for House of Flies.
Yeah,
So I'm
because
also producing and leading as the actor in that one.
I watched a horror movie. I live alone in a house, in an old one. And I watched a horror movie, and my dogs were wandering around in the house, and there were every time a different kind of noise, and I freaked totally out. And I couldn't sleep that night. So I'm kind of distanced to some horror stuff to watch.
Yeah, there's some that is just not my cup of tea, as it were. And that's like the bloody, gory, saw, cut your limbs off. Like, ooh, that's just
The
not my
zombie
I
stuff
like the
is
character.
not so mine. You know, the kind of zombie stuff where they're going by with the senses and So in that, okay, so if it's like you said, I could be fine with that. But I would prefer you in a Western, to be
I know.
honest.
I really, really, I really want to do that.
Can you
So,
ride a horse?
yes.
Oh, okay, definitely a plus. Definitely a plus. Okay. Good. I
Yeah,
have to think about
I
it.
wanna. I've got actually my friend Amanda, the one that I'm talking about co-directing with. She also wants me to do one in like Montana, like a
Oh.
Western type of love story. So there's that right there.
You know,
We'll
with the
see.
kind of saloon stuff and stuff. So really the old Western style, I would love
Old
that
Western.
with the duels and lasso and yeehaw. Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Okay,
Love
so
it.
if you that in your mind, great. What was the first vertical I saw of you was what was the title? Santa, please send me what
Sent
was
me a
it?
billionaire husband.
Yeah,
That
something like that.
was the first one that I ever did.
I saw that one and I loved it because I love Christmas and the story was so nice. There are a lot of other Christmas verticals, but the stories are kind of lame. But in this one, I really like the story. I totally
Same.
did. Where was it filmed?
We filmed that in Toronto.
Okay, because
Yeah,
it doesn't
Toronto.
look like LA or because I think Christmas verticals are not really if the snow is, you know, the foam from the foam machine.
Yeah.
And this would look
Yeah.
really nice.
It's funny though, because we didn't actually have snow because it was only October.
But it was cold, wasn't it?
But it was cold. It was cold.
Okay,
So like
yeah.
the cold was real.
Yeah, but because think of it, if you would have done it in LA with 30.
Trees still would have had leaves. It wouldn't have
Yeah.
looked, it wouldn't have at least looked like fall or winter.
Yeah. You were in Turkey a few weeks ago. Was it the first time in Europe filming a vertical?
First time filming, yeah. That one was actually really fun, and they've already got the trailer up. That was crazy because I was literally just there, like I think I
2 weeks
left the
ago.
28th, like a week and a half ago is when we wrapped.
Yeah,
So that was fast.
I spoke with Danny Farber
Love. I
four
met him
days,
at the Vertical
five
Awards.
days,
4 or 5 days ago, and he did a lot of shows in Turkey. And we spoke. What is your experience? What's different than filming in Europe than filming in the US? Did you see
the
any kind of
smoking?
difference? Okay. Huh.
That was the biggest thing. Like, and by smoking, I don't just mean like every few hours, like a smoke break. It's like a constant thing. Ever like chain smoking, and not just like a few people, but every single person, crew, and
smoke Turkish people so much.
So much smoking. It was crazy. I was like, whoa.
Oh.
But I don't mind. Like, do whatever you want. Smoke. My problem was, like, because of all the smoke, my eyes were not used to it. And so, like, they got so red. Like, they were constantly
oh,
red.
Shit.
And I was constantly using my, like, my whitening eye drops. And so I'm sure there's going to be so many scenes where my eyes are just bloodshot. And people are like, is he okay? Because that was wild. I was like, all right, guys, I don't mind the smoking, but I'm going to see myself out and just like go elsewhere right now because my eyes hurt. So beyond that, it was just like any other vertical.
How was the food? Turkish food is great. I love Turkish food.
Food is great. I love the kofta and the like the meatballs, all the the meats
La
and
köfte.
The cheeses and the köfte. Yeah. And then so much like just Mediterranean. It was just really good.
The Turkish tea. Did you try the Turkish tea they are drinking in the Turkey?
I don't think I tried Turkish tea.
They drink it with so many sugar in it. It's only totally sweet. Totally.
When
I have on the other side of my Germany is not so far from Turkey, and we have here a lot of Turkish people in Germany. A lot of Turkish restaurants where you can get your kebab and lamaçum and köfte.
I love kebab.
And they are offering you every time because they are so friendly to every kind of people. They are offering you a Turkish tea. And the Turkish teapot is really, really small. And I think half of the pot is fulfilled with sugar. And it dries so... It's like sugar. Nothing else.
I did not try the Turkish tea, so I did not get the sugar rush that would have accompanied that. But... what did I try? I did have some Turkish delight. I got it from the airport though.
Did you try Turkish desserts?
There was one thing. It was almost like what was it? It was almost like a creme brulee, but like not burnt on the top. It was like I don't even know what it was, but it was really tasty. They just had, so I didn't actually get to go out or do anything because we were just working every single day. It was a 5 day shoot, but we were working days 1 through 5, and then I left the next day. So like I didn't really get to
okay.
do much.
Okay.
But I definitely want to go back, and I think they will most likely bring me back because we had a great time.
What about shooting in the other European countries where Vertical pops up at the moment? Italy, Lithuania, England.
I got asked to go to Lithuania this month, but I'm taking this month off. And so they said, well, what about like November? And I was like, yes, please.
Doing a Christmas vertical, maybe?
I would love to do another Christmas vertical. I have not been
offered
yet.
I'm hoping for new Christmas verticals. I'm hoping, because, you know, Christmas verticals are really different, and mostly different in the story. Okay, you've always get some billionaire CEO stuff in it, but the rest of the story is kind of more happy life and not so many kidnapping, slapping and raping. So because in Christmas, they are all like more like a happy family.
Honestly, I want to do like some Hallmark Christmas movies. That's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, that would be
Yeah.
nice. Are you the
We'll
Christmas
see.
type?
I
Do you
love
love
Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas more
Yeah,
than
it's fun.
Halloween? Because in the US, Halloween is so big. Not
Mm,
here in
that's tough.
Europe.
I like Halloween, but I'm not like a Halloweenophile. I and like for me it's just about the celebration, not the like for like Christmas. There's no I don't really have like a religious thing with it. It's just the fun. The connection, the family. So yeah.
Yeah, Christmas is more tradition. Okay, here in Germany, Christmas is really traditional. We have more like the traditional stuff. I think in the US it's more kind of commercial in some way. And but I think, or for my feelings, Christmas without snow is not Christmas.
That's fair.
And
Well, what about people in the Southern Hemisphere?
we have here a lot of snow, you know. For me, it's not open for discussion. You can go where is snow. We have a lot of snow
So if
here.
you live in Australia and you have Christmas, it doesn't count because there's no snow. It's summer. It's
No,
the
you
middle
cannot
of
sit
summer.
in shorts and tops under a Christmas tree. Come on. No, that's not
Fair.
real.
Enough said. Enough said.
When Michael Bublé sings, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It has to snow.
That's literally the moment he starts opening his mouth to sing that, the snow starts
Yes.
dropping. Are you
Yes.
saying, can I get this on record? You're saying that Michael Bublé brings the snow every year.
Yeah, for me, to be honest, I have the Michael Bublé Christmas Deluxe Edition. And you
Fair.
know, I have to walk every day with my dogs 3 times, so on any weather. And the best thing ever is walking with the dogs when it snows and listen to Michael Bublé's songs while
Got
doing
it.
that.
Now, my question still remains. Does the snow start before or after you play the song?
Mostly after, because I start
Damn.
listening to it right
That's magic.
now in October.
So you're saying Michael Bublé controls the weather?
Absolutely,
That's
absolutely.
insane. That's so cool.
And he has
Miss
one
that man.
song where he sings with Mariah Carey, the All I Want for Christmas song,
Yep.
and that's totally the jackpot. That's really totally the jackpot.
Have
And I'm
you
listening
ever?
always to it when I'm baking the whole November Christmas cookies.
Mm.
Round about 60 different
Stockpiling.
types of Christmas cookies. Really traditional
Stockpiling.
stuff. And I'm baking every day in November. So it starts on the 1st of November and then I finish it on the 30th of November. And every day I
Yeah.
bake. And after this month, I have round about 70 kilos of Christmas cookies in my house. And I do
Wow.
some Christmas mix boxes, really traditional recipes. And every time while I'm baking, Michael Bublé joins me.
You know, I'd love to come to Germany to go to an actual German Christmas market because
Oh, yes.
because I did one, I've done one a few years in a row in Utah. They would always have the German Christmas market and it was so much fun. The cheese.
It's totally nice. So nice.
The cheese, the
The mulled
pastries,
wine.
yes, it's so cool. And all the like the hot chocolates and drinks, it's so fun. And it was like all the little stores and everything, it's just so
Yeah,
cute.
the atmosphere is so great on Christmas markets.
What do you call them? What's the title?
What?
Isn't there a name for the Christmas market?
Every Christmas market has his own name.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, and you know, for example, in the east of Germany, in Dresden, it's called the Striezelmarkt. In Nürnberg,
Mark.
yeah, in Nürnberg, in the Bavaria area, there is the Christkindlesmarkt.
Chris Kendall, that's
That's Nürnberg.
okay, because that's what they called it in Utah, the Chris Kendall.
Yeah, you know, we don't have Santa Claus on Christmas. We have the Christkind. And we don't celebrate Christmas on the 25th. We celebrate the Christmas Eve in Germany
Okay, yeah,
on
we
the 24th.
A lot of times, most of the Christmas celebrations for, at least for me, have been the 24th, where it's Christmas Eve. That's when you like get together with the family, have dinner, and then you wait for Santa Claus. And then in the morning is when you open presents because
We do
Santa
it
came down
in
the chimney.
the on Christmas Eve
Oh, so you
because
open all your presents on Christmas Eve.
Because we don't have Santa Claus. We believe, because of the religional stuff, that on Christmas Eve, when Jesus was born, the Christkind arrives and the Christkind brings the presents. So we
Got it.
unpackage on Christmas Eve.
Okay. And so but does Santa not come to Germany then? Because I've been told he
No,
goes
we
all
have
the way
on.
around the world.
No, he starts here on the 6th of December. We have Nikolaus Eve. There is Santa's
Golly.
Eve.
So he doesn't have to do it all in one night.
Exactly. He
I'm
comes
learning
at the
so
beginning
much.
of December and then he flew. You know, it's a long trip to the US.
Look at this.
Hello.
You are informing this ignorant American mind right
Yes.
now so much, and I am so grateful for that. Thank
Yeah,
you.
you're welcome. Yeah. No, we pick Santa up on the 6th of December and then he flew back to the North Pole, collect all the
More
presents for
presents.
US. Yeah, and then he flies over to the US. So that it's better possible to do it. So here
That's brilliant.
on the 5th of December, we put on the evening our shoes in front of the doors. And on the next morning, the shoes are filled with kind of chocolate and
Love that.
oranges and nuts.
Now, my shoes are often sweaty.
Maybe you should get one special pair for this one. You never wear it, it's only for filling with the.
My shoe filling shoes. Got it. Now this question, it begs the question. If Christmas doesn't happen where there's not snow, does Santa not reach the southern hemisphere then during Christmas?
You know, he comes with a sleigh. How should he land where there's no snow? That
That
doesn't make
that's why
sense.
I'm asking. Like
That
I
doesn't make
again,
sense.
ignorant American mind, I don't really know these things, so I'm leaving up to you, the professor here.
I'm informatic. I can technically explain it, you know? No, it doesn't
I
make
love it.
sense to fly over where you have to land with the sleigh, you know? So, and
No turret roofs.
I don't think that Christmas has a hovercraft or stuff like that to
No.
visit. No, I don't think so. So it's kind of different. Maybe he throw the packages without landing. But then the question is, what happens to the houses without the chimney on the roof?
True.
You know? So, I don't know exactly, but Australia, from Germany, is Australia now at the moment 10 hours before. Time lapse, technically, he can make it.
I think the logistics is starting to work out. If he threw all the presents, that would save time. And if he
Maybe
didn't
as a
land,
teleporter, who knows?
not a hovercraft, but a teleporter.
Maybe.
That's fair. That's
Maybe.
fair.
I haven't had the chance to ask him yet for my podcast.
You
So.
know what? You know what? This, I think, in order to do some explorative like discovery, we should write a vertical about this and ask Santa so we can become the experts on it, and then
Yeah.
have a Christmas vertical
Would be
that
great
is.
because I can ask my dad, you know why? Because his first name is Claus.
That
And he's
is
a saint
that
for me,
perfect.
so maybe he's Santa Claus and I didn't know it
Saint
already.
Santa. Oh my God. Does he have a beard?
Yes.
Enough said. We're asking your
I
father.
never saw him on Christmas Eve, so I don't know. I don't know.
Wait,
Maybe.
Michaela, do we need to unpack that?
No, we are talking about verticals, you know? But I'm sure you will have me in your mind on Christmas Eve this year.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Like,
I leave it to you what you want
oh.
to do. You're getting more and more red in your face. What's happening, Cayman?
I'm sorry. I'm
I didn't know
breathing.
that I can blush you like that.
You did. You really
Right.
did.
Who?
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah,
Thank you. Thank you for that.
that's a
That
big
was.
scientist's question. We should think about it.
We
Because
should.
I don't want to die dumb.
That's fair. I mean, most of the population is fine with dying dumb, but
Yes, I'm not. I was
I
two times,
same.
no, three times nearly to die.
Wow.
And yeah, I had shit. Last year I had a heart surgery, totally unexpected. And another surgery I needed, there was the risk very high. It doesn't matter. My dad told me, okay, listen, Michaela, they don't want you in the in heaven, so stop trying it. And I said,
Damn.
okay, I'm fine with that. But I swore to me, if I ever, it doesn't matter for me on which day I will die and in which age, I don't want to die dumb and without great memories. So we have to ask so important stuff about Santa Claus.
You know, I have great memories, and I like to think that I'm intelligent, but I'm finding more and
You
more.
like to think that
I'm finding more and more that I think I might be stricken with the dumb. And I don't know what to do about that, Michaela. I don't know how to fix that.
do you know what the good thing is? The
I have
dumb
humor.
people mostly recognize don't recognize that they are dumb.
That's fair. That's
They
fair. So wait,
think that they are really
what
great.
if I recognize that I'm dumb? But I'm still dumb. Like, what do I do?
You can work on it.
Oh.
Yeah, you can work on it.
Do you have like a 5-step program or
Hello, I cannot tell here. Hello. No, I can tell you in private, but I cannot hear publicly in the podcast. Then
Great, you'll DM.
my million dollar program is open for everyone. No, I won't do
Okay,
that.
you'll DM me later. Oh my
Yes,
God.
yes. I will send you a private appointment to talk about how you can get out of this mess, okay?
Perfect. From one
Okay.
intelligent person to a dumb person, thank you.
And you have to believe.
Like Santa.
No, listen.
Oh.
My half brain is left. I don't, on the left side of my head, I don't have a brain part where you have more brain than I have.
Whoa. So you're saying you're more intelligent with even less brains. That's
Yes, exactly.
crazy, Michaela. That is.
That's what I want to tell you right now, but not so openly. Indirectly, I want to tell you, listen, you have more brain than I have, and you should be open to use it.
You know, I'm starting to think that
No, just kidding.
you're right.
No, but the thing is, really, I don't have 20, I have 25% less brain than you have.
Well,
And I have it from the beginning of my life. So I never have more brain than now. And with this less brain, I studied. I had a great job, you know. What would I even be with the whole brain?
true.
I'm
You
sure
were
I
you would have
wouldn't
just
can
been
handle it.
you would have just been too good for this reality, for this world. And so you just we needed to give you just a slight like it, I hate this word, but like a slight handicap just so we could catch up to you.
I want to say that some people will say, okay, if even she can do it with 20% less brain than I can, than I have, I should do it also.
Fair.
So,
Fair.
what would you want to do what you haven't done?
Just in general, or with acting, or with.
Both.
Okay.
Okay, now we want to be serious a little bit
Okay,
because
we'll be some serious.
we have to talk
That's
about
really
verticals,
difficult
you
for
know?
me.
That's the sense of this podcast. We didn't talk about
Let's
it, I
talk
think.
about verticals. Yes.
Yes. Okay,
When
so
do the when do the tacos come? That was my question.
oh talk I you cannot tacos here in
I
Germany.
thought we were
That's
going to
so
taco
bad.
about verticals.
No, we don't talk about taco it. We wait. In Germany, we have a meal. It's called Maultasche.
Now we talk shit.
No. No. Hello. I published a cookbook. I'm totally honest about food.
Fair,
And
fair, fair, fair.
you want to know what?
What?
I cooked in different type of TV shows. I was invited to cook for some two Michelin star chefs. And one of them said to me, Michaela, you are my absolute personally dessert queen. I've never eaten such a great dessert before.
What haven't you done, Michaela? You've been an actor. You have been in the hospital. You've
A
cooked in
lot of
Michelin
time
stars.
in the hospital.
Your life is a vertical.
One of my acting I did was. There was a wife of the French president, so I'm a president lady.
First lady, look at that.
In the Second World War, the president lady.
Amazing.
Huh? Can you compete with that? You are only a CEO billionaire.
I cannot comp I mean, I've been like a multi-billionaire before.
Okay.
Mean, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But
Okay.
like not as cool as the first lady to the French president. So
Yes.
I can't compare.
You know what the name was of the lady? Madame Lisette de Brino. Sounds really important, huh?
It does. It
I
does.
will send you later a picture where you can see how I looked like the
Oh,
French
I'd love to.
president's wife.
I'd love to see.
No one recognized me when they saw me in this. What? That's you? No, that's not because I looked so serious. I got my hair up and totally different. But I like that. We did
I
it
love
here
it.
in my hometown. There's a big castle, and in this castle, the French regime was placed in the Second World War. So it was filmed in this castle, and you know the great thing was every morning we go to the wardrobe and stuff like that, and then it was like a time capsule, and you came out and you were in 1945. It
Wow.
was so great. I would love to see more verticals with kind of history stuff, really.
Period pieces. I would too.
Yes,
I really want to do some
yes.
period pieces. So,
In which period you want to be?
I think stuff like pirates would be really sexy.
Oh,
I
yes.
think like Bridgerton style would be kind of sexy.
Because for a knight, you are too big. The knights were more small guys.
Yeah, but we're also sp suspending reality or belief in general.
Okay, that's a point. Yeah,
Have you seen
okay.
a vertical? At what point do we say, oh, sorry, that's not real? Or do we just say, who cares?
Never.
It's
Okay, I say often, oh come on, are you kidding me? That's not. You know what type or on which point I say that's not real? When you are in the hospital and you get a defibrillator on your clothes.
Yep.
That doesn't work. Sorry for that.
Trust me, I
That
know.
doesn't work.
Trust me, I know.
So
I was a pre-med for years.
that's a point where I said, come on, that's not real.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't work.
So we'll be serious now. I
Yeah, okay, I
continue to
forgot,
sidetrack
sorry.
us. No, it's me. I am the one.
Okay.
you had asked a question.
Yes. I want to know, what was the question? Wait, let me think about it. Yeah, what are your goals in the vertical space? What do you want to reach? If you if
Well,
I if I can fulfill your wishes, what will you say to me?
yeah. Well, I mean, I want to create things that continue to elevate the space, to make things more safe and healthy, but also more entertaining, more real, that increase our budgets, let us play more. I want to do that in the space because obviously, like, there has to be a balance between commerce, which is like the producing side, where it's like, okay, we've got to spend as less as least as possible, and art, which is like, well, I want to do cool things though, and like fulfill my art. So I want to kind of blend the two and meet them somewhere and continue to elevate the space as an actor, as a producer, as a director. But then also I want to work in I want to get like a series regular on a TV show. I want to get a
A
big
TV show? What kind of TV show
box
you want to do?
office movie. I'd love to do like fantasy. Like, have you ever seen The Witcher
Yes.
or heard of The Witcher?
I saw The Witcher.
Stuff like that. I really love
Really?
like deep fantasy. I love action fantasy. I'm a big nerd, and so, oh, I'm a huge nerd. Like, it's insane. I'm geekiest nerd you'll find.
Really?
I play video games. I watch anime. I
Who don't play video
yes.
games?
I know plenty of people who don't.
Really?
I know. Yeah. I know.
What
Crazy.
kind of video games? Ego shooters or what?
No,
Minecraft, stuff like
I'm
that?
not very good at first person shooters. I actually play more like action, or sorry, yeah, fantasy RPGs, action RPGs, role playing games that are like big open world. I love that kind of stuff.
You like to kind of get new roles, huh?
Yeah, I play Dungeons and Dragons. I'm a dungeon master.
Oh,
I'm a player character.
okay.
I'm a nerd. When I say it, I don't just mean that flippantly. I mean it real.
Do you want to frighten me or what?
Are you scared?
Nope.
Oh, well then
You
no.
know why? Because on the left brain side, you're emotional. Is regulated, and I don't have my left side. So,
Love,
some
no
people
fear.
said to some people tell me that I'm a very cold person. You
Well,
know what my dad
cold is
always
just
says?
what?
Michaela, in your life is everything black because my dogs are also black. He said always, in your life is everything black. Your dogs, your hair, your soul.
Well, all I gotta say is cold is just a few degrees away from cool. So you're really
That's
cool too.
good. And you are always sweating, so aren't you cool or what?
I'm never cool.
No?
Always
Yeah,
hot. Help.
you have really come to Germany in winter.
Oh,
Have you
I
ever
love it.
seen snow? Real snow? Snow?
I lived in Utah
Okay.
for,
Okay.
yeah,
That's
years,
fair.
8 years. I grew
Okay.
up in Kentucky. It snowed all the time there, so.
So,
But Utah for sure.
were you sweating in the snow also? Or
All right,
was there a chance to be cool?
now I feel like that's just a personal attack.
No, because why are you moving to a state where it's always hot? Where do you
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah, I do.
So yes, I like being cool, but I also don't like being cold.
Okay, I get it.
And I don't like being hot. And so LA is nice because it's actually a nice blend where it's just kind of like just right.
Okay.
Whereas Utah, during the winter, I wanted to cry because it was so cold. And then during the summer, I wanted to also cry because it was so hot.
That's fair. Okay, so you made the right choice. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. How long or when did you move to LA? Because of the acting stuff?
I moved here about January of 2024. So I've been here a little over a year and a half, and one of the best things I've ever done yet, because obviously I wasn't expecting it at all, but here it is. I'm acting, and it's just back to back, and it's really cool because I never thought I was going to act. I never wanted to be an actor. I was
Yeah, I
pre-med
saw
for
you have
years.
a Spanish degree.
I have a degree in Spanish. I speak Spanish fluently. I love Spanish.
Why?
Well, I grew up Mormon or Latter-day Saint, like Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I went on a 2-year service mission, like a church mission for in San Diego, and it was Spanish speaking. So I started learning
Ah,
Spanish.
okay.
Yeah. And then in college, I wanted to continue that because it's a really good skill to have. And I didn't realize how much I would love it. And so I switched from it being a minor to my major and then graduated in Spanish.
Have you ever been in Spain?
Yes, I went in July. It was
Where were
beautiful.
you? In Barcelona? Or where have you
I
been?
was in Madrid and
Ah, that's
Mallorca.
nice.
It
Oh,
was so nice.
Mallorca is so a
Oh.
typical German isle.
Oh yeah, so there were Russians and Germans there.
It's called the little part of Germany.
I love that, but it was beautiful. Like the water was unbelievable.
Mallorca. No, but Barcelona is a really nice town.
Yeah,
That's really nice.
I loved it.
Have you ever been to Italy?
I have not yet. My family is actually over there right now,
Italy is really
and
great.
I know I'm missing like the cruise. They're going on a cruise between Italy and Croatia. I just had too much to do here that I couldn't go.
Croatia is also very nice. You
Yeah.
know, the good thing here in Europe is I live in the south of Germany. I have only 1 hour to Austria, 1 hour to Switzerland, 1.5 hour to Luxembourg, and 2 hours to France. So it's not kind of problematic like in the US where you have to fly 5, 6 hours to get on the other side of the state. Here in Germany, if you start flying here in the south, 1 hour later you are in Hamburg at the other end of Germany and that's
It
it.
is nice, like, 'cause the US is kind of isolated in that way. Whereas in Europe, you can be anywhere in Europe within a couple hours. Like,
Yeah.
it's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So you should probably think about your Christmas market visiting again instantly.
Fair. Fair. Luxembourg
Absolutely.
would be
And
cool.
then you
Where
can
what part of Germany are you in?
totally in the south. As I said, 1 hour, then I'm in Austria, 1 hour, then I'm in Switzerland. So totally in the south. From here to Munich, it's 2 hours to drive. And from here to the Christkindlesmarkt in Nürnberg, it's 2.5 hours to drive.
Love
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. So you should think about visit because Germany is really nice. I like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd love Germany.
It's
I've
not
been on a layover, but that's it. I haven't actually been.
in Frankfurt.
It was Munich.
Okay, yeah, Munich. No, the thing is I talked to Dan Löwenstein and I want to ask him if he will do verticals here in Germany. And we are not so sure if the Germans are open to film verticals here because verticals are here not so very common at the moment.
Yeah. Well, that's only a matter of time because
Do you
they are.
think?
Oh, yeah.
Do,
Yeah.
what brings the breakthrough? In your my opinion.
So they're just not going anywhere, if that makes sense. And they're only gaining popularity, gaining more and more users. And I don't know, it's just a it's a new type of so the way I see it is the film and TV industry has followed the technology that has been like released. So movies started after theater, right? But with theater, people have been doing theater for years and years and years. And that's where people got their story entertainment from, right? And then you had like the radio shows. And then people said, well, what if we made a thing where you could see that and we recorded recorded it now that we have this new technology to record pictures. And so then they made movies. And then after movies, someone said, hey, I've got this amazing idea. We now have radio that can be broadcast to people's homes and send information. Let's do this thing called television. And so they telephone, right? Television. So they connected it, and the technology, people in the movie industry said, oh, that'll never work. People love going to the theaters. People love their movies. They don't want it at their homes. They want the social experience. Well, fast forward, people liked television. And so movies still existed, but then television was added in there. So then you have movies in TV. And then later, we had this thing called streaming and the internet, which incorporated Netflix and streaming services and YouTubes. And that was the next big thing. And you can watch it on your computer. They put it on TVs. You could finally watch it on TV. And then we got these things called smartphones.
Smartphone.
And those things are versatile, and they can be taken anywhere. You can watch them on your way to work. You can watch them on the train ride. You can watch them while you're doing chores around the house. You don't even have to be watching, but you can listen. You can watch them before you go to bed. And so many people do that now. And so many people don't have the time or the capacity for a full feature or a full hour-long TV show, so they can watch a couple minute episodes and then move on and then come back to it. It's just the way that life has shifted. I don't think that it will be replacing movies or TV shows or streaming platforms. I think it'll be another addition to the film TV industry.
Did you ever do theater stuff?
Yeah, I did when I was growing up in like middle school and high school.
Did you like it getting directly feedback from the audience?
Yeah, like
Aren't you
the
missing this?
laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, 'cause I mean, I guess I still get feedback from audience when people talk about the verticals after or the films I've done after. It isn't immediate, but I do get immediate feedback from like the director or from sometimes there's times when crew laughs because something is so funny. And so I mean there is some feedback, but honestly it's really nice because I feel like it grounds it more when you just kind of forget about the outside and you're just here between you and your scene partner.
So, back to the verticals. When you did your first vertical, the Christmas one, what were your thoughts about that? Did you think, okay, what the hell was that now? Or did you think, what? I can get used to this kind of filming.
It's funny, before I did that one, I didn't know what a vertical was. I thought it was just something like a student film shot on like an iPhone that was just released for phones. And I was like, eh, whatever, that's cool. Maybe I'll do one eventually. I don't know. I wasn't like on the game. When I got asked to go to Toronto to film Santa Sent Me a Billionaire Husband, they were offering to fly me out, pay me a pretty good rate, and have this experience in Toronto. And I was just like,
Okay, why
well,
not?
why the hell not, right? And so I went out there fully expecting iPhones and like just a few people. And I was like very much surprised when it was an entire production, like
How many
filmed just
days
like
did you shot?
that one was 8 days, I believe.
Also,
10 days, 10 days,
really,
10 days, 10 days.
okay.
And that one, it was shot just like the Lifetime movies I had done before. It was shot just like any other production. And I was so like pleasantly surprised that I immediately, while I was on set, I called my manager and I said, Irv, because that's his name, said, we need to get on this because these are real things. These are real movies. And yeah, they're shot like vertically and they're like episodic and not like a full feature type of deal, but the length that we're shooting, these are full features. The quality that we're getting are feature quality. And so I told him that, and he kind of got in on it. And then we have just not stopped since. So I was pleasantly surprised, didn't know what to expect going into it, but I was very happy. And I'm very happy that I've done them since. I didn't know that it would kind of become so big for me in terms of what I was doing and just doing them back to back to back. But now that I'm here, I'm like, you know, I can see this. This is essentially like what an actor who started out in soap operas
Yeah,
does, you know,
absolutely.
is this, I see this as my soap era. And
Yes, soap.
so I see this as a beginning and a launching point for me. But I will always love and hold these verticals dear. I don't know where my future is per se, but I have a good idea.
What addicts you to this vertical stuff?
What, sorry, say that again.
What addict what what's the thing that addicts you to do this vertical stuff? Because always we hear stuff like, well, it's such a short time to shoot it, it's so long days, we don't get the texts months before, it's so much pages or so many pages are shot on a day. So what's the positive addict for
Yeah,
you?
I'd say all of those things are true, but at the same time, there's a positive light to all those too. Because yeah, they're only 6 to 10 days, but you're getting a full movie on-set experience in that 6 to 10 days. And if you can do that, you can do a 3-month shoot where you're doing the same amount of material, but doing so much less in each day. Whereas, like, obviously you're fine-tuning each moment more, but you can do that. There's so it's like an actor boot camp where you're just literally thrown into the fire and told to get it done. And I say this regularly on most sets, like every single vertical is a miracle. Like the fact that we get it done is it's a team of miracle workers bringing together a miracle, because it is it's it should be impossible to get what we get done in those days, because it is so high stress. But at the end of it, you can say, holy cow, holy shit, we made something huge. We did something cool. And yeah, it may not be the best quality thing ever made because you don't have time for that.
But the
But it
quality
is something,
improved over the
it
last
has.
year.
It has. And that's because the teams producing them are getting better. The cast, acting them are improving as actors, and they're hiring more actors who have experience in the field. And so it's fascinating because it's just improving at an alarming rate. And yeah, there's still, for lack of a better word, shit being produced, but it's okay because every single one of these has its place. Every single one of these is a learning experience for both the actors and the crew and for the viewers watching it and the platforms producing them. So I'd say there is a positive spin to everything. And for me, what addicts me to it is the people that I meet, the experience that I gain, and and honestly, like the outcome is a full project. I can now say I have over 20 something credits on my IMDb page in less than a year. That's unheard of. Like, that's wild.
What frighten you sometimes in this vertical world?
Some of the tropes that continue to be exploited, the violence, the weird things that kind of we get asked to do, and I'm like, this doesn't feel good or kosher. I do get worried that I get pigeonholed, that I get stuck in a spot and not be able to move, but I'm not too worried about that because I don't think that's what the universe has in store for me. But it is a little thing that can be frightening is, oh, don't do this vertical because then they'll only see you as that. Like, I'd say there's some mentality that people have, like, oh, you're only a werewolf guy. And I'm like, well, yeah, I've done like six or seven of those, but I've also done like 13 to 15 non-werewolf ones. Like, I hope you do see that. But some people like think, oh, well, you just get cast as werewolf. And I'm like, well, I do a good werewolf, but I've also been declining them because I don't want that to just become my thing. So there are things that I have to be careful about with these, and I have to read scripts carefully because I've been put in situations in which I've been asked to do things that I was like, wait, I'm not comfortable doing that. And I had to not do it. And so it's just is there's still problems, especially them being non-union and everything.
And when you look back on your first vertical and on the last one you shot, what has changed since then in filming and how they were done?
Well, I'd say the platforms, a lot of the platforms at least that I've worked with, have started realizing that they need to give the creative control over to the production team and the director. Because a lot of times when I first started, a lot of the sets, the executive producers from the platforms, the ones paying for it, would be on set, which they have every right to be, but then they would micromanage everything and then the entire team would just get really stressed and not be able to like do their jobs. The director was being stepped on because the executive producer was saying, no, do this, do this, do this, do this. And it was just like really complicated asks, things that they were asking them to do. Whereas now, production companies are getting a lot more power because they have projects behind their belt saying, hey, no, let us do this for you. We'll take care of the script and the production and the editing, and then you give us notes in the edit and we'll get you what you want. That was something also personally, my own acting has improved a great deal. I still have so much to learn, but I have seen so much improvement in the grounded state that I am when I'm acting and being able to deliver something that is emotional, that brings real and raw emotion. Yeah, I've seen a lot of improvements in my technique, being able to stay open to camera, making sure that I'm seeing things like that.
When you're doing so many verticals in a row, is it easy to go back to the private Cayman and leave the stuff behind you? Because when you're doing one vertical after one, I think it's kind of a tunnel. You have to focus, to fill the lines, you have the long shooting days. So when after, for example, 20 days shooting in a row, there is one day off, how can you switch to your private Cayman person and not being in a type of role? Is it easy for you to switch the job off?
Well, if I get one day, no. If I can set aside a couple weeks, yes, I immediately am able to switch back. Okay, I've got this to do, this to do, this to do in my own personal life. And that's kind of the period that I'm in right now during October, is a do things that I need to do for myself, for my personal life, for my errands and things at home that I need to get done. And that's really helpful because if I don't, then it just doesn't work.
So kind of self-care.
Yes.
Okay, question. Because of the self-care, did the acting influence your mental health? In a good or in a bad way?
Honestly, I think acting has improved my mental health because if you do it how it's intended to be, which is constantly connecting with your body and the emotions that reside within, then you are in every single scene, you are practicing what it's like to be human. And if you're doing that effectively, then you are becoming more and more in touch with yourself, your own needs, what your body needs. And I really, really try to take that seriously and have those conversations with my body so that mm-hmm. we are on the same level. I mean, it gets tiring. It's stressful. It's hard. But I think overall, it's made me a happier. And I mean, I've always been a pretty happy human, but it's made me even more in touch with myself so that I can learn from and understand what my body needs.
Oh, that's great. Can you be the angry type?
Sorry, say that again.
Can you be the angry type? Are there some days where you're really getting angry?
No.
Yeah, because I couldn't imagine that. I don't know why.
I'm not an angry person. Like, let's just say this. My protector comes mm-hmm. out okay. if somebody is crossing my boundaries or mm-hmm. my people I love's boundaries or just people who don't yeah. deserve it, you know? Yeah. So if somebody is being an aggressor towards somebody else, I am more than happy to step in to be a larger aggressor in terms of like my stature and physique and
the
say,
bodyguard.
Hey, back off, buddy. because I don't do it with physical aggression. I don't do it yeah. with, but it's just an aura of presence.
The aura guy. Cayman the aura guy.
Hey, you know, I mean, have you seen my werewolf auras? They're pretty big.
Oh yes, I saw them. And sometimes they were really scary.
So goes to show I have it within me, but it's not something that I find that I really need often.
No, but it's you too. Mm-hmm. You cannot always be nice to everyone because yeah. not everyone deserves it. So
exactly.
What type of role would be challenging for you in a vertical? Being a devout husband.
No, actually, I think the simpier I can be, the easier it is, because I feel like okay. that's my natural. So like, I think a role that would be frankly impossible for me in a vertical mm-hmm. would be one of the heroes who is doesn't really do heroic things. I can't be a hero who slaps women. I can't
okay,
be a hero
I understand.
Who,
yeah, okay.
who is on the line teetering between sexual assault and things like that. Yeah. I can't do yeah. that. I truly do not want to be represented in that, especially not
hopefully,
in the vertical space.
Hopefully not. No, but kind of playing a psychopath or stuff like that, would it challenge
if
you?
In
a different
if
way.
If I were specifically a villain and you're made to hate me and I was doing those things, it'd be a different story. But yeah. if you're supposed to love me at the end, I just don't see how that's possible.
Do you ever want to be everyone's darling? Or could you live with some people hating you because you did a great job as a villain?
I'm more than fine being a villain. I would love people hating me to be a villain. But my problem is in the vertical space, that's not the place to have these complex characters that are
yeah.
both evil and good. It's like, no. Because
yeah.
that's what we're saying is, oh, he can slap her, he can rape her, he can do this, and then still get the girl at the end? That's crazy. That is the wrong story, and I don't want to promote that. Personally, nor in life.
Yeah.
And so
that's good.
If it were like a show, like, I don't know, have you seen the show You?
No.
On Netflix. Okay. Well, it's about basically a psychopath and he kills people. And like, but he's like handsome and charming and this. And it's creepy. But I could do a role like that because that's the whole point.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Okay. Other question. How many towel drops do you have in your shows and how often did you propose?
One, two. I'm sure I have at least like 4 or 5 towel drops.
Only?
And then
Really?
I know, it doesn't happen in every single one.
But the
And then
proposal nearly.
proposing almost every single one. The amount of times I've
You have
said,
so many wives.
I really feel like that goes back to my Mormon upbringing.
Did you ever play a father in the vertical? How many vertical kids do you have also?
I only think I have like three or four actual kids, like who were my
Okay,
children.
that's
But
fine.
I did have a few where she was pregnant
Ah, okay.
and not did not have had not birthed them yet. And then
Because
there
I talked to
definitely were
Kaylin
some.
Peluso and I asked her, because every vertical I saw with her, quadruplets, twins, and I asked her, how many children? And she said,
That's crazy.
22.
That's crazy. That's the amount of verticals I've done.
And she had, I think she was in 5 verticals pregnant and in total 22 children. So ridiculous.
Wild. Oh.
Yeah, so the thing is, the verticals are always wild.
They are.
But it's entertaining.
Yeah.
And I hope that the story improves a bit. I started watching verticals in 2023.
Yeah.
And if you started nearly from the beginning, the story repeats after 1 year and 1.5 year. Today I watched a vertical, it was exactly the same story, only a different cast.
Yep.
And when you start a vertical and after the second episode, you know exactly what the story will be. That's not entertaining anymore.
No, not at all. Yeah. I'm with you.
How can we
I'm
solve
with
this
you.
problem, Cayman?
Honestly, I think it's going to come down to I think one of the problems is these verticals have become algorithm bait. And so the companies that started them, these Chinese ones especially, like they're tech companies.
I know.
They're not film and TV companies. And so they don't
Yeah.
understand that they can't just keep doing the same thing and expect getting the same results when they come with diminishing returns. You know what I'm saying? And so I think it's going to take American companies or other, like there's Viglu, there's a German one, the candy
Candy
jar.
jar.
There's
I love
a
this
lot of
app.
other companies. I love it too. There's a lot of other companies that are coming in, the drama pops, drama TV, that are bringing unique stories.
But do you know that's all European ones?
Oh yeah.
Drama
Oh,
pops.
there's American ones too
Yeah, but
that are
mostly,
coming.
my drama from Ukraine, Candy Jar from Germany, drama pops.
Oh, I agree.
Maybe
And
the
that's what I'm saying is
European
it's going
could
to
do
take
it
these.
better.
That's what I'm saying. You say it's not happening in Germany, it will. I think that it's just going to take more people doing more interesting things, taking chances with their money, because that's the thing is they're also risk averse, that they don't want to risk their money to have a flop. And so they know that, oh, well, this story worked. Why don't we change a few little things here and there and get a bigger cast and it's going to do great? And then it doesn't. And then they're like, well, what do we do now? And so it's just going to take people trying to make changes, people trying to elevate the space, get more viewership. And that's what's going to make a difference, I believe. I mean, obviously, I don't think if anybody had the actual quote secret sauce, then they'd be winning the game right now. So I don't know. I think it's one of those things where people are just trying everything right now.
Had you ever a role model in acting?
I love like Meryl Streep, her acting is
Oh,
just so
yes.
real and genuine. I aspire to be that real. Matt Bomer. He comes from soap operas and then has done so many different things. And he's a great actor. Same with you got Mandy Moore, came from soap operas, and now she's doing amazing things. I just there's so many people who have a very I don't want to say similar story, but like kind of similar story that I feel are good examples of what I can do, and what I want to do, but also people who are just inspiring. Their stories are inspiring.
That's true. Last question, and then I will do the five question quickie with you, okay? In which way you, when you now could go back to your start of acting, would you change anything with your experience now or do different?
There's a lot of things that I've learned that I'm doing now, but I think I'd give myself the grace of I was a beginner. I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't have any on-screen acting experience. And so honestly, I think it all got me to where I am, and I'm happy with it. And I'm happy to see where I am now. And in a year from now, I'm sure I'd say the same thing. Like, I was improved. But now I'm even better, and I'm grateful for those moments of improvement. I think if I had this blind illusion that I was already the God's gift
The
to
best.
acting, the best around, then I'd probably come back and slap myself. But I know that that's not the truth. Like, I know that I'm not the best, or that I don't have everything, or that I don't have, I know that I still have so much room for improvement. So I think I'd still give myself grace and say, hey, you're doing great, bud. Keep it up.
That's nice. And you're doing good. It's
Thank
okay.
you.
I'm
Thank you.
just kidding. No, you know, as you said, the first vertical I saw you in was your first vertical. And you can see the improvement with your
Yeah.
verticals. You totally can see it. And I really, okay, now a little bit of sugarcoating, okay, if it's fine for you. No, I like that you can be so flexible in your roles. Like I said, being a firefighter, being a soldier, being a mechanic, also being a werewolf, and or this homeless guy. Every time when I see you in kind of different roles, you played it so believable. And that's what I like when actors make things believable, because you can see if you are kind of, I don't know if it, because is it because I did some acting too? I don't know. But you can totally see if someone is doing it for the money and because it's a job, or if someone empathizes with the role. You
I
totally
know
see
exactly
it.
what you mean. I wouldn't be able to call myself an actor if I didn't strive to make that happen every single day, because that is the essence of acting.
Yeah, but not everyone
Making
do
it
does
real,
it.
and not
No.
everyone does it.
No. So.
Some people are really, really great at one thing, and they do that one thing so well, and they keep getting cast in that one thing, and then when they try to do other things, it doesn't pan out. My goal, I want to be able to do anything that I'm asked to do, any role, and make it believable.
Yeah, I'm still for the Western, you know? I want to see you with the
I'll make that
cowboy
one
head.
so believable.
With the cowboy head. And hear you say yeehaw with some chaps on.
Yeehaw!
That would be nice. So, five question quickie for the end. We spoke a lot of food. What's your favorite dish, Cayman?
Ooh, there is this it's called it's like mango chicken that I've gotten at like Thai places before. It's so good. I also really it's, again, it's another Thai pumpkin curry.
So, more Asian food style?
I love Thai food, but I mean, I love a lot of different foods, but those ones just really like sing
Can
to
you
my
cook?
palate.
Are you a good cooker?
I think so. I've been cooking for most of my life. I've always had to cook, so.
So, never everyone died because of your food?
Not that I know of. I had to think. I was like, I don't think so,
What
but
about a cooking vertical? Would you be a chef?
yeah, that'd be fun. There's one that I saw recently on an app that was a cooking one, but it was really,
There were a lot of cooking ones lately.
yeah, it was weird. I just, let's
And
just say, I
there
just
it was
wasn't.
again one point where I was sitting in front of it and said, really? Because the
Yeah.
person who was playing the cook didn't know how to handle a knife correctly.
See, that's something that I really take seriously. If I'm gonna do something on screen, I want to know how to do that thing. Like, I learned how to crochet in Santa Sent Me a Billionaire Husband so that it looked like, because I was actually crocheting. And then, like, I know CPR, and so whenever I do CPR, I always like do it how it's done. There was one in Fires of Love where I didn't pinch the nose because they didn't want me to. I was like, okay, but then it doesn't work. And they're like, just do it. I was like, okay, whatever. But like things like that, I push back for realism.
That's good. That's good. So, what's actually your favorite film?
Everything Everywhere All at Once is probably one of my favorite films ever. It's an indie film that came out a few years ago with Michelle Yeoh, and
What's the story
so
about
good.
it, roundabout?
It's like multiverse, like madness, crazy. It's about a mother and a daughter who are fighting basically, but through different iterations of multiversal mayhem. But it's so funny, but also it's so emotionally sweet and genuine.
Oh, that's nice. And what's your
Yeah.
favorite song at the moment? What puts you in a good mood? Are you the type of dancer when a good song is in the radio or anywhere else, you put it loud and dance and sing to your apartment?
Or like I'll sing with it, especially if I'm in the car. It's kind of hard to dance, but
Are you a type of shower singer?
y'all sing in the shower. My favorite song is "Chasing You" by Morgan Wallen. Hold on.
Chasing you.
It's a
Okay.
country song. Yeah, Morgan Wallen. So good.
Okay, I have to search that. I don't know that.
Talk about cowboy right there.
Yeah, you are already in the cowboy feeling, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. If I would be a new audience and I said, Cayman, which of your vertical I definitely should watch? What would be your advice to me?
Think I'd have to ask like what they're kind of looking for. If it's like fantasy, I'd say Unwanted True
I'm
Mate because it's
totally
kind of.
new and open to any genre. So which one you would advise?
Well, I'd say a really good one is I really like Unwanted True Mate and Made It to My Savage Alpha. Like, I feel like those are really good, like, starter. They're not crazy. There's nothing like insane in them, and it's just a they're fun and silly and easy to watch. And then I'd say if you want something to see like a little bit more of like a cinematic approach to verticals, go with like Under the Hood or Good Girl Gone Bad. Like, they're kind of really pretty and fun storylines, and the acting's good.
Of
The acting's
whom?
really good in Good Girl Gone Bad and Under the Hood. And then I'd say those are probably like right now. I've got a few coming out soon that I think will be really, really good.
There's always place for improvement.
Yes.
So, last question. What genre you want to see more in verticals or do more?
Honestly, I want to see true comedy. Like,
Oh yes.
because like
I've
romance,
Oh yes.
dramedy and rom-commy stuff is fun and I love it, but true comedy, like buddy comedy,
And
situational
parody.
comedy,
What about parody?
parody.
I
Well,
spoke with
that's
Adam Chisnell about a parody of verticals.
Oh yeah, well, it's been brought up many times. And like I just did the Lust game that came out, and that one was a parody of like reality TV shows, and it was funny, and I liked it, but it was still very romance, whatever, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think true parody and just like making actual fun, being in completely on the joke, it'd be so fun.
You know, if there would be a scene where someone is standing here and someone raises his or her hand and said, "Stand right there, I want to slap you now." "What? You
Yeah.
want to slap me?" "Yeah, I want to slap you now." "And why?" "I don't know why, but I want to slap you now." Stuff like that. That would
Get
be
ready
so
to be
great.
slapped.
Yes.
Oh, so
Oh,
good.
yeah.
So good.
We will see. For now, I thank you very much for your time to talking about with me. Not all about verticals. We have some really important discussions about Santa Claus.
Honestly, if there's anything we got out of this, I think that might be the most important.
Yeah. These are really important things the world should know. Absolutely. You
Really.
know, we have a job to make the people
Inform the
intelligent.
people. Inform the people.
Yeah. But for now, Cayman, I thank you very much.
Thank you.
And hope see you back on screen soon. Maybe with a Christmas vertical.
We'll try. I'll try and get there. I
For me. Do it for me. That would
will
be
do
nice.
it just for you.
So thank you
Of
very much.
course. Thank you, Michaela.
And bye.
Bye. I'm glad we got to talk about verticals.
Yeah. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.